الحمد لله. With the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His great blessing, we are here once again, here today in Zakaria Jami Masjid on this auspicious occasion of the annual Zikr Majlis. This Majlis, this occasion, this program, Alhamdulillah, in the calendar of Zakaria Jami Masjid for the last 3 years, and it seems this year as well, it has been the biggest program, the largest program that Zakaria Masjid has held. This is a testament. So on behalf of Zakaria Jami Masjid, the trustees, the members, the musallis, and all those that are associated with Zakaria Jami Masjid, we thank you wholeheartedly for your perseverance, for your dedication, and it's a testament of our honorable sheikhs, dedication to the cause of zikr. Only a week ago, it didn't seem as though we would have been having this program. The reason being, many people might not know, but our honorable sheikh has not been that well. I still, many a times, still can't figure out where he gets the strength, the stamina, and the enthusiasm to hold not just this majlis, but day in, day out, from morning till evening, after Isha as well, daily, alhamdulillah. I don't have words to describe his dedication. The amount of time that he spends on other people away from the zikr. I don't see anybody in this masjid or over the years that has spent so much time just to better someone's life, just to hear their problems and see if he can alleviate those problems or help them in any way. This, you can be proud that you are associated with such a dedicated sheikh. Today I got a message. A solicitor who's not even here, he's not a murid, and he must have got my poster, and in that poster he replied, a great gentleman. I said, not only is he a great gentleman, he's humble, and alhamdulillah, he's pious. So on behalf of Zakaria Jami Masjid, I thank our honorable sheikh for all the effort that he has put in, and especially the courage that he has shown just to get this program, to come to this program and make sure this program is a success. We thank each and every one of you who's come from far away in England. We have many people that have actually flown in from other countries, especially for this program. And in talking about other countries, I got a message again today, and it was from somebody from America. He must have heard of the program. And what he did, he made his own poster and circulated, and he says, I hear there is a zikr majlis on this Christmas day, 25th of December, at Zakariya Jami Masjid. It's something to be proud of. We are fortunate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us His blessings. And through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl, we are gathered here in this auspicious Nurani Majlis of Zikr. There are thousands out there on this very particular day that will be involved in shirk, that will be involved in other wrongdoings. We are fortunate and we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the ability and the tawfiq to be attending this majlis. So before I conclude, just a few short, very important messages. First and foremost, please do not take any photos or videos. Please. We've had to stop a few people before. I hope we don't have to do it again. Respect our sheikh's request that there are no photos and videos. After the program, please, like I said to you, our honorable sheikh has not been in the best of the health. So please, after the program, do not try to shake hands. Please, he has a long night. He still dedicated the night to the murids and to the people that want to see him, inshallah, in his hujra after the program. So please, let's not delay that program. Make way for him. Please do not try to do a handshake, please. And also, after the program, those that are upstairs, I request to you that please stay upstairs, do the zikr, make yourself busy in other zikr askars, durood, read the Quran, stay put until you are called upon to come downstairs. Because alhamdulillah, there are plenty of people that we need to cater for. So inshallah, we will do it gradually and we will do it efficiently as much as possible. But we need your cooperation. So inshallah, jazakumullah khair for listening to me and taking your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this gathering and accept in each and of everyone's sincere efforts in making this program, inshallah, a success. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, I echo the words and the sentiments of Chairman Saab in welcoming everyone to this beautiful masjid for this wonderful gathering, alhamdulillah. It's so amazing to be back here in this beautiful Masjid Zakariya, and it's a massive blessing from the immense mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we've been given another opportunity to attend this annual dhikr majlis in the company of our dear Sheikh, Hazrat Sheikh Asif Hussain Farooqi Saab, Damat Barakatuhum. Now that we are back here, for me, and I'm sure for many of you, last year's gathering seems like yesterday. Those who stayed overnight last year will remember that at the end of the morning majlis, One of our colleagues was invited to recite a poem that he had composed by Hazrat Sheikh. The essential message of that poem was, don't miss this chance. This message of don't miss this chance has been echoing in this masjid every day, twice a day, from last year to today. Subhanallah, it is still echoing loudly in this hall today, 1 year later. We must not miss the opportunity that these moments bring. Everything that's happened in the past has gone for every one of us. And who knows how long we have left in our lives. There's no past, there's no future, it's just now. The time to benefit is right now. This evening is an opportunity to experience the unique atmosphere and to acquire the cleansing blessings that come with these majalis of dhikr that Hadhrat Sheikh hosts every day, morning and evening. MashaAllah. And while there's no substitute for being physically present at these gatherings as we are today, at this moment, in many houses in countries across the world, brothers and sisters will be joining the live stream of this gathering. This is what the internet was invented for. Phones were invented for this as well, not for pictures and videos, but rather for reading and listening to words of truth, for connecting one's heart to eternal truth. Even online, these majalis are extremely valuable, and one can shut one's eyes and imagine that one's sitting here every morning, every evening, with Hadhrat Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu. Embed this scene, embed this atmosphere in your heart and mind, so then you can summon up that feeling when tuning in to the online masjid every day, inshallah. Hadhrat Sheikh spent many of the blessed years that were spent in the guidance of his blessed Sheikh, Hadhrat Sheikh Ali Murtaza Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, thousands of miles away from his Sheikh physically, at a time when there were no phones or internet to connect them. But due to Hadhrat Sheikh's focus and commitment to his Sheikh's guidance and example, his beloved Sheikh's light and atmosphere and teachings were always present in his heart. MashaAllah, from the time of their very first meeting, all the events and actions of Hadhrat Sheikh's life were weighed in the pure measure of Islam that Hadhrat Sahib was given by his beloved Sheikh, rahmatullah alayhi. And that has remained the case ever since, alhamdulillah. For the true student, the company of the teacher is always a present reality. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you this zeal in ikhlas tonight and evermore, inshallah. Ameen. Another point to mention about the twice daily majalis is that they're always unique, always different. The gatherings are not hosted by someone who is reciting the litany of ayahs and du'as out of habit or custom. No, this every occasion has particular special blessings attached to it. It's always live, heart-centered worship, a stream of barakah from Allah Most High for the needs that we have right now, for the present reality that we're passing through. This beautiful condition of constant present connection to Allah is what Hadhrat Sheikh Damat Barakatuhum learnt from Beri Hazrat Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. We've come here tonight to work towards learning this presence of heart, this heartfulness, this taqwa in salah, at work, with family and friends, in all that we do. This is Islam. This is Iman. This is Ihsan. And this is what Hadhrat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum teaches. It is this quality of Ihsan that makes each daily majlis a well or an oasis on our journey through the barren desert of the dunya, from which to draw pure, life-giving spiritual water every morning, every evening. When I worked in a primary school, one of the rewards for the children was something called golden time, where they could spend some time enjoying their favorite activity. In reality, golden time is always now. There's no time when the mercies of Allah Ta'ala are not raining down upon the hearts of believers. We just have to open up and soften our hearts so they can penetrate, inshallah. And the golden age of Hadhrat Sheikh's teaching is now. The twice daily broadcasted majalis, the weekly nasihas, the daily self-assessment tazkiyah sheets through which Hadhrat Sheikh gives communication and personal tawajjah to each one of his murids. And of course, this beautiful annual gathering that we're attending tonight, alhamdulillah. The best time to benefit is right now. Whether this is the first time we've come, or whether we have been coming for years, whether we're young or old, students of knowledge or beginners on the path, tonight, right now, we are all the same with this one present, precious chance to make a true and lasting connection with Allah Most High. Now, to initiate the introductory proceedings, I now call upon Hafiz Junaid Saab to recite from the incomparable book of Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما كان على النبي من حرج فيما فرض الله له سنة الله في الذين خلوا من قبل وكان أمر الله قدرا مقدورا الذين يبلغون رسالات الله ويخشونه ولا يخشون أحدا إلا الله وكفى بالله حسيبا ما كان محمد أبا أحد وكان الله بكل شيء عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما يا أيها النبي شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صدق الله العظيم.
I now call upon Muhammad Amin Saab to recite some of the beautiful verses from the poem of the chain of sheikhs of Silsila Ali and Naqshbandiya, the Shajra Mubarak.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallam. Hamdibul haya ilahi tujh khuda ke vaaste اودود ختم الانبیاء کے واسطے نور حق سے کو منوع ہوئی ماں کا نصیب رہبر بحق محمد مصطفیٰ کے واسطے نبی کی ذات میں الہی حق مجھے تم جان پیدا حضرت صدیق اکبر باصفا کے واسطے مغضوب کرنا دال کر دکھا دے آہل مستقیم حضرت سلمان فارس حق فدا کے واسطے غم دی دے فہم دی دے وہم مومن کر نصیب وہ تیارے غور قاسم بو صفا کے واسطے تول دے عشق تو ہدایت کر عنایت آ کریم حضر جعفر صادق آل مصطفیٰ کے واسطے دین قیم پر عنایت استقامت کر الہ شیخ حضرت بایزید ذنونا کے واسطے بہو تقویٰ کر عنایت دولت اخلاص دے ابو القاسم شیخ غوکہ با وفا کے واسطے نفس نفس نام تیاز پاسن پاس دے فغنمی محمود خوجہ حش ادا کے واسطے بدل دے فضل خاص سے گناہ میرے حسنات میں مجدد دی خوجہ احمد دین فدا کے واسطے پناہ مانگی جو نبی نے میرے حق میں کر قبول سراج الدین جی کی احبر با خدا کے واسطے آندے ہو گل کام میں تو دل ہو تیری یاد میں وزن علی سے شیخ کامل جی غنا کے واسطے مجھ پہ اپنی عطا کی ارے بابا بسارے کھول دو جبھی بھی قلبی پیر مرشد علی مرتضیٰ کے واسطے جبھی بھی قلبی پیر مرشد علی مرتضیٰ کے واسطے ہو میں آہ پہلتا پائی سنت غری شیخ آصف عاشق قیفن وا کے واسطے شیخ آصف عاشق قیفن وا کے واسطے شیخ آصف عاش عرشک غیب المواکب است او منو سی موت پاؤں او کبو شرمیری او جمش بخت جاؤں مصطفیٰ کے واسطے نقش بندی سلسلہ کے جس قدر ہے مقتدا سب پہ ہو بیان احمد مصطفیٰ کے واسطے وہ جمش سب کی سبوں پانی اعلیٰ تم کا میں بھی ان کے ساتھ پاؤں تجھ خدا کے واسطے جو جڑے سلسلہ سے ان پہ ہو بیان فیض فیض سے باوجود ہوں وہ اولیاء کے واسطے جو پڑھے جو سنے یہ سلسلہ عالیہ کر دی تم سب کی بخشش اصفیاء کے واسطے
I now request Ali Imran Sahib to recite a nasheed.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin Allah 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 As-subh bada min tala'atihi والليل دجى من وفرته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 كنز الكرم مولى النعم هذه الأمم لشريعته كنز الكرم مولى النعم هذه الأمم لشريعته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 الرسل فضلا وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته فاك الرسل فضلا وعلا أهدى السبل لدلالته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 سعت الشجر نتق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته سعت الشجر نتق الحجر شق القمر بإشارته أصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 فمحمدنا هو سيدنا فالإذ لنا لإجابته فمحمدنا هو سيدنا فالإذ لنا لإجابته أصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته الله 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 الله
Suleiman Sahib to give us a brief address, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم.
Extremely honorable and worthy of respect, the Sheikh of Tariqah, the reviver of the Sunnah, Hazrat Sheikh Asif Hussain Farooqi Sahib Damat Barakatum. May Allah Ta'ala continue to allow the shade and the benefit of Hazrat Sahib benefit us, and may Allah Ta'ala elevate his status and his age. MashaAllah, Hazrat Sahib, our Sheikh Sahib's tawajjuh, due to his efforts and focus, again, we are able to see the illuminated faces of all you brothers. And may Allah Ta'ala allow your hearts and your faces, Allah Ta'ala allow them to illuminate. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity and the ability to attend His dhikr. And due to the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has illuminated our hearts and our faces. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to appreciate His dhikr and His remembrance. There are many gatherings of dhikr that take place. And Hazrat Sheikh, our teacher, when he hosts dhikr, then he teaches dhikr kathir, because Allah orders, Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, you should do the remembrance of Allah in abundance, in high quantity. So mashallah, the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah is done regularly and in high quantity. And such a great gathering today, a majlis of dhikr of Allah. And you brothers have passionately attended this gathering. And these faces that are shining and lighting up, that it looks like these are faces of people from paradise. When in the dunya, in this world, we see faces like this, then my heart feels so happy that some brothers have said that such a great gathering of dhikr, that their faces and their beards and from their clothes, mashallah, noor and light is shining and dripping. There are very few gatherings like this. And with regards to a gathering like this, Allah Ta'ala says, with regards to a majlis, a gathering like this, that before the people stand up at the end of the gathering, Allah forgives the people. And very few gatherings as well seeing like this. But today I'm hopeful that Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, most definitely Allah will give maghfirah and forgiveness to those who attend this gathering. And the angels who are in this gathering, they, after this gathering ends, They, first and foremost, they've welcomed you to this gathering. Then after the gathering ends, they will ascend to the heavens and they'll say, Allah, these are your servants who are in your home, remembering you. Allah Ta'ala already knows. But Allah says, my angels, what do they want? And the angels will say, Allah, these people in the gathering, they want Jannah. They want freedom of from hell. Allah will say, have they seen hell and heaven? Then the angels say, no. Allah says, if they had seen heaven and hell, what they have done? Then Allah makes the angels a witness that I've forgiven all those in this gathering. All those gathering. So some angels say, Allah, there were some people who came to this gathering. They didn't have any intention. They just came to see a show or for other purposes or for worldly reasons. They didn't have the intention to do dhikr. Allah says, La yashka julusihim, that there are such people that even if they came with that intention, they will not lose out. Even those who just sit for the sake of it, they won't lose out. So that's why, my friends and colleagues, I want to just speak a little bit briefly about this gathering. Allah has given our Shaykh the tawfiq, the ability, look, to start some work of the deen. It's not easy to start work of the deen and then to progress it and then to establish it and then to keep on top of it. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Saab has attained business degrees in the world. He learned the name of Allah from the company of his Shaykh. And then he was sent to such a foreign environment where it was very hard to teach people to do dhikr of Allah. And in such a land, in this country, he has established such a sequence and established such gatherings. And he has changed the hearts of people. And by changing the hearts of the people, their faces have changed. And onto the, into their lives, the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ has come. And they have a desire, a passion to recite Allah's name. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, congratulations to you. Many people have not come here today, and many are mothers and sisters are at home, they're listening, and they're all due to the direct focus and attention of Hazrat Shaykh Saab, because he has made people's lives sadaqa jariya in their lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us an honor as well, that just like Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was told by the Prophet that one person, if due to your daya, if one person due to your teaching gets guidance, that's enough for your forgiveness. MashaAllah, if one person you invite to this gathering of dhikr of Allah, then the enjoyment of life, if he understands it due to this gathering, whilst living in this world has difficulties and problems and dhulm and oppression, and we're stuck in that. And mashallah, there are many people who have not come to this gathering, but if you bring someone to this gathering, introduce them to Shaykh Saib and explain to them that if you want to taste the enjoyment of life, then come to this gathering for real. If you want to understand the enjoyment of life, you learn it from this gathering. May Allah Ta'ala allow us all to appreciate and value this gathering. That we know about the value of gold, but we don't know about the value of the heart that's awake. We know, we've been told about the isolation and how to hide away and commit sins in the world. But to sit in isolation and do dhikr of Allah, like our pious predecessors who worked hard all their life and made effort, and it's, they've created such an environment that today that your children, your family, your folk at home, that they can understand and listen to dhikr, and they can understand what is Islam, and they can bring deen into their lives, and the whole life changes upside down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to him that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues, allows us to continue to take the benefit of Hazrat Shaykh, and may Allah ta'ala give us the value of such gatherings and to understand the value of gatherings in the dunya, in the world today. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, everything of the world, it confirms about Allah is everlasting. As a Malana Lahori Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, and he was one of the great pious predecessors in history, he said that all the animals and the creatures, people hit them and use them for their purposes in the world. But the animals in the world, they do dhikr of Allah. Even the animals and creatures, the trees around us, the walls of the masjid do dhikr of Allah. The carpet, the bench, furniture, everything in the world does dhikr of Allah. O servant of Allah, O human being, ya ayyu al-insan, why do you ignore Allah? What has stopped you? Why are you negligent of your Rabb? Allah Ta'ala has created you. That's why our teacher, Hazrat Saab, teaches us dhikr of Allah. He teaches us how to remember Allah Ta'ala's name. And people say, what's the proof for this dhikr that you teach? My friends, why do you look for proof? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced openly in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha. Allah says, Qiyamahu wa qu'udan wa ala junubhim. Do dhikr while you stand. Do dhikr while you're sitting down. Do dhikr while you're lying down. Do dhikr while you're sleeping. Do dhikr loudly. How do we start salah? Allahu Akbar. And what does qiraat in salah start with? Alhamdulillah alameen. And in ruku we say, Subhana rabbiyal azim. Oh Allah, you are praiseworthy. You are lofty. The dhikr of Allah is in throughout the whole of salah. Anyway, all of you people have come, this gathering and your attendance and your passion, I'm very happy in my heart. There are very few gatherings in the world you see like this that have been assembled together for the dhikr of Allah, for Allah's name. Our Shaykh Hazrat Sahib has made effort, and Allah Ta'ala has given the colors, the effects, and many hearts of the people in the world have been changed for the dhikr of Allah. And mashallah, the sunnah has come into the lives of the people. People are going in the marketplaces in the dunya. We think sometimes, say salam to this brother, but we don't know, is this a brother? Has he got the attire or libas? Someone standing at the bus stop, I was in a station and I saw a brother. I said, As-salam, do you want to go to Jummah? I'll take you. He said, sorry, I'm a Sardarji, I'm not a Muslim. Why? Because we all look the same nowadays. And I gave him an offer and said, salam. So we Muslims, we should have such an attire, a libas, a dress code, an appearance. Our personality should be of a Muslim, so that when someone sees us, they recognize that this person is Muslim. So mashallah, Hazrat Sahib, our teacher, all of his students, whoever attaches to Sheikh Sahib, Allah gives him the tawfiq to that student. His face changes, his appearance changes, and his heart also changes. And mashallah, he does the dhikr of Allah when he's outside in the dunya. His heart has changed, his qalb has changed, his ruh, his sar, akhfi, akhfa, and all the parts of the body, qalbiya, all his body, inwardly, outwardly, is doing dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, for such people, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those people have said, Allah is our Rabb, Allah is Lord, Allah allows rahmah to descend to them. And the angels say, don't fear, in the world we will help you, and in the hereafter Allah will help you. So inshallah, you brothers who have come in, whoever's listening, your children, your families at home, may Allah Ta'ala attach all of them to dhikr. Bring your friends to dhikr. Bring your family to dhikr. If you want goodness in your life, your family's lives, if you want to take the treasures to the hereafter, then all of us should value this majlis, this gathering. Come repeatedly and join yourself to Hazrat Sahib. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to attend these gatherings time and time again, and to join into these gatherings and value these gatherings repeatedly. Ameen. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Mufti Saab, for those words of passion and knowledge, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I would like now to invite Hamza Raja to recite a nasheed for us. Inshallah.
He stepped inside his home, he was overwhelmed with fear. An angel came with words from God, things were still unclear. Saying, read, read, but he could not read. Amazing words that he heard. A trembling deep inside his heart, confused by what had occurred. There was only one who could comfort him and help him see the light. To ease his fears, to reassure, was Khadija, his wife. He said, Zamiluni, Zamiluni, Dathiruni, Dathiruni. A mighty task has come before me. I need you here with me, by my side, by my side, by my side. She was a woman of nobility, successful in all her trade. Many wealthy men had asked for her, she turned them all away. But when she saw Muhammad, the shining moon, may peace be on his soul. He was a light for her, so right for her, her life will now behold. But she had never seen him so distressed as he was there that day. And she would comfort him and hold him tight and chase his doubts away when he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, Dathiruni, Dathiruni, a mighty task has come before me. I need you here with me by my side, by my side, by my side. Now years have passed, times have changed since Khadija breathed her last, and the message of the one true God was spreading far and vast. And he came across some jewelry that Khadija had once worn. His eyes began to swell with tears, his heart began to mourn. Cause she was there for him when the times were rough and the enemies were cruel. She was the first believer, so keen and eager to comfort her soul. When he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, Dathiruni, Dathiruni, a mighty task has come before me. I need you here with me by my side, by my side, by my side.
The next Rashid, inshallah, to be recited by Safdar Rasool Sahib. I invite Safdar Rasool Sahib to come forward, please.
Assalamu alaikum. Durood Sharif padhe, bismillah. Tu ameere haram, main faqeer ajam, tere gun aur ye lab, main talab hi talab. Tu ata hi ata, main khata hi khata. Tu kuja man kuja, tu kuja man kuja. Tu ameer e haram, main faqeer e ajam, tere gun aur talab, main talab hi talab. Tu ata hi ata, main khata hi khata. Tu kuja man kuja, tu kuja man kuja. Tu hai ram anwar bande huve, main darudon ki das tar bande hue. Kaabae ishq tu main tere char su, tu asar main dua, tu kuja man kuja. Tu kuja man kuja, tu kuja man kuja. Mera har saans to nichore mera, teri rehmat magar dil na tode mera. Kaasae zaat hoon teri hairat hoon, tu sahi main gada, tu kuja man kuja. Kaasae zaat hoon teri hairat hoon, tu sahi main gada, tu kuja man kuja. पूजा तू पूजा मन पूजा तू पूजा मन पूजा तू समंदर में बटेगी हुई प्यास हो तू हकीकत में सिर्फ एहसास हो तू समंदर में बटेगी हुई प्यास हो तू हकीकत में सिर्फ एहसास हूँ मेरा घर हाक पर और तेरी रागुजर सिदरतुल मुनताहा तू कुजा मन कुजा मेरा घर हाक पर और तेरी रह गुजर सिदरतुल मुनताहा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू कुजा मन कुजा दगमगाऊं जो हालात के सामने आए तेरा तसव्वुर मुझे सामने दगमगाऊं जो हालात के सामने आए तेरा तसव्वुर मुझे सामने मेरी खुश किस्मती मैं तेरा उम्मती तू जजा मैं रजा तू कुजा मन कुजा मेरी खुश किस्मती मैं तेरा उम्मती तू जजा मैं रजा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू कुजा मन कुजा दूरियां सामने से जो हटने लगी जालियों से निगाहें लिपटने लगी आंसुओं की जुबान हो मेरी तर्जमा दिल से निकले सदा तू कुजा मन कुजा दूरियां सामने से जो हटने लगी जालियों से निगाहें लिपटने लगी आंसुओं की जुबां हो मेरी तर्जमा दिल से निकले सदा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू अमीरे हरम मैं फकीरे अजम तेरे गुण और ये लब मैं तलब ही तलब तू अता ही अता मैं खता ही खता तू कुजा मन कुजा तू कुजा मन कुजा तू अमीरे हरम मैं फकीरे अजम tere gun aur ye lab main talab hi talab tu ata hi ata main khata hi hata tu kuja man kuja tu kuja man kuja
So now I request Yunusab to come forward to share some thoughts with us this evening. Please, Yunusab.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, after a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true. I have the honor of speaking today, alhamdulillah, amongst this prestigious gathering in the presence of our dear Hazrat Sahib. And I say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all of you here and those who are listening at home. And I urge myself and you to take benefit from this gathering. And inshallah, I wish to share some of my experience and some of my thoughts that we can all benefit, bi-idhnillah. Life is a journey, and we're all on this journey, and this journey has a destination. But along the journey, we always need company. Alhamdulillah, in my life I was brought up in a Catholic background. My parents did their best to guide me, but alhamdulillah, I knew something was missing. When my father passed away and I was age 13, this was a big change in my life. The priests around me, I asked them for advice, where is my father now? They were unable to tell me. So I realized that these people didn't have the answer that I needed. So I continued to seek. I spent many lost years continuing to seek. And alhamdulillah, Allah eventually put me in contact with a brother who gave me a Quran. He told me, if you want to read this book, you have to make wudu before you read it. And alhamdulillah, I was ready to take this. So I'd made wudu and I read it, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to you from the Quran. So alhamdulillah, I found that all truth was found within Islam. But the journey has to continue. Within Islam, you expect, subhanallah, all of the Muslims to be like the Sahaba. But unfortunately, many of us are weak and we're not exactly like the Sahaba. So we still need to find that guide. We still have to seek. So I tried to seek knowledge in Islam. I traveled even to the Middle East to learn Arabic, alhamdulillah. But still there was something missing. And I had different people telling me, you need to be in this group and you need to be in that group. And alhamdulillah, I was still reading lots of books. And the answers were still not coming. And so I realized, alhamdulillah, by reading the hadith that the brother, mashallah, mentioned, we have three levels of Islam. There's Islam, the basic level, then there's Iman, and then there's Ihsan. How do we achieve Ihsan? We have to find the company of a sheikh. So whilst I was in Jordan, alhamdulillah, I made sincere dua. And I made dua to Allah to show me to a sheikh and to a wife. And subhanallah, Allah sent me to Bolton. And I had been trying to follow the sunnah outwardly in my lifetime. And so I was looking for this in a sheikh. And subhanallah, when I met Hazrat Sahib for the first time, all I could see was the beautiful amama and the surma on his eyes. And I knew that I had arrived at the right person, alhamdulillah. So as we sit with Hazrat Sahib in his blessed gatherings, we learn how to become human beings. And we have this blessed company on the journey. And this is the core message of today. In our journey, the importance of sohbat. So my advice is to those who have connection with Hazrat Sahib, make this connection strong. And this advice is to me, first of all. And those who have not yet made connection with Hazrat Sahib, take your opportunity, inshallah, and make this your way. Because by Allah, your life will be changed, and you will benefit immensely in every aspect of your life. In your life, with your children, your home, your family life, your career, all of this will be blessed because of following Hazrat Sahib's advice and his lessons. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Hazrat Sahib life, long life and good health, and keep us in his blessed company all the way towards our final destination. Wa ameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen. Bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.
This initial part of this proceedings with a short sheet. My own sheet. I'm calling Allah in my heart, remembering Allah in my heart. I'm doing Naqshbandi dhikr. I'm calling Allah in my heart. I'm calling Allah in my heart. I'm tapping Allah in my heart. I'm doing Naqshbandi dhikr. Calling Allah in my heart. Calling Allah in my heart. Remembering Allah in my heart. I'm leaving all the world behind me. Calling Allah in my heart. With heart and soul I keep on tapping, imprinting Allah on my heart. Wooden beads are in my fingers, and Allah's name is in my heart. The chain of truth I keep on pulling, I'm drawing water in my heart. Those wooden beads within my fingers are dripping Allah on my heart. The tasbih circle keeps on turning, it's pouring Allah on my heart. I feel the rain of mercy flowing, it's bringing life into my heart. I'm dripping, clicking, tapping, running, turning to Allah in my heart. I'm leaving all the world behind me, running to Allah in my heart. I need to take away the darkness of all the sins within my heart. I'm washing all the dirt away now with all this tapping in my heart. My tears are dripping, dropping, falling as I keep tapping on my heart. I feel a flood of Tawbah flowing in every corner of my heart. I'm knocking, tapping, knocking, calling. I'm begging at your door, Allah. And your door is always open in the chambers of my heart. This is the lesson I was given with Hazrat's finger on my heart. In every moment keep remembering, keep calling Allah in your heart. This is the treasure that he gave me, the message that he did impart. To keep on tapping Allah, Allah, morning and evening in your heart. With every beat I am connecting to my great teacher of the heart. And through the sheikhs of this silsila, Medina's light is in my heart. When I am low inside and weary, I feel that beating of my heart. It's telling me that my Creator is very near me in my heart. May I stay close and ever present, calling to Allah in my heart. Deep within, so very grateful for Allah, Allah in my heart. I'm calling Allah in my heart, remembering Allah in my heart. I'm finding deep within my gold mine the wealth of Allah in my heart. I'm calling Allah in my heart, remembering Allah in my heart. I'm doing Naqshbandi dhikr, remembering Allah in my heart. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Brothers, the preliminaries are now over. Alhamdulillah. I remind everyone that there is strictly no photography or video recording allowed at this event whatsoever. The live translation of Hadhrat Sheikh's Nasiha, inshallah, can be listened to either in the library at the rear of this prayer hall, or if you don't want to move, via the live stream on the Sufi.org website using headphones with your telephones, inshallah. So alhamdulillah, there is no past, no future. Now is the time when, alhamdulillah, Hadhrat Sheikh, Damat Barakatuhum, will turn his blessed attention to us. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.